Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
When I said my credit repair was only $100, they started calling me a fool. They started making fun of me. You know, I charge $4,000 for credit repair. I would just stick to my message. Wow, I only charge $100.
Best ever listeners, do you want to make more money on your real estate projects? Well, I'm guessing that I'm hearing you say, oh yeah, baby. Well, guess what, my friends? Today's best ever sponsor, Fund That Flip, is working with, well, one of our previous best ever guests who has the most one of the most popular episodes, Jay Scott. If you aren't familiar with this episode, then go check that out, episode 217. If you are, because you're a loyal best ever listener, then you know that he knows how the heck to both analyze deals, especially flips, how to optimize the profits on those flips, and how to look at the market. Because of that, Fund That Flip, today's sponsor, has worked with him and put together a guide that is the 7 tips to increase your real estate profits in today's market. Go check that out. Go get that guide. I've read through it myself. I've learned a lot of things from it, from how to analyze the market cycles, as well as how to optimize profits and not lose money or mitigate your risk for losing money on your deals. Go check it out. FundThatFlip.com/best ever. That's FundThatFlip.com/best ever. You're going to learn the tools to better understand your local market and position your business for success. You're going to know how to analyze the real estate cycle and how to use short-term investing to capitalize on the market cycle, and 7 concrete actionable tips to make more money on your deals. FundThatFlip.com/best ever. Best ever listeners, hello. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. This is the world's longest running daily real estate podcast in the world. That's right, in the world. And today is Sunday. So we're going to do a special segment called Skill Set Sunday, where we talk about a specific skill that will help you in your real estate endeavors. With us today to talk about a specific skill, how you doing, Michael Whitehead?
I'm doing fantastic.
Well, it's great to hear. And a little bit about Michael and the skill he's going to teach us. He is the creator of one of the largest Facebook pages in sales called Sales Talk Thunderdome. And here's the deal. It was created less than 3 months ago, and it has over 44,000 followers on the page. He'll tell us more about that, but he's focused on sales. He's focused on repairing credit, and he has businesses as well. But we're going to really hone in on how he was able to launch a Facebook page and have that amount of following in such a short amount of time. So since Michael is joining us, he's going to tell us all about that. With that being said, Michael, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Absolutely. My name is Michael Paul Whitehead. I'm from a very, very small town in Mississippi. I started out in phone sales. I graduated from that and went into electronics, left there and went to real estate. I was actually recruited by a real estate company to go to work for them. They come in to buy some TVs and I guess saw something in me and put me in their training program. I worked for them, started out in sales, moved up to the general manager level, and then I was the guy that when the market crashed in 2007, I was the guy that they sent from sales center to sales center to sell off all the remaining inventory that we had. I got out of the business for a long time, and this is something I like to share with people. Go back about 16 months ago, I was completely and absolutely bankrupt. I had $0 to my name. I'd been living off my savings for quite a while, and that had started to run out. And I basically had reduced myself to a loser that sit around playing video games all the time. I got to a part on a video game where I couldn't get past that part, and I went to YouTube to look up the walkthrough for how to get past that part on a video game. I don't know how many of your listeners play video games, but that was my life at the time.
What was the game?
Skyrim.
Okay.
It was a very popular game at the time. I couldn't get past this part, so I went to YouTube to get the walkthrough, and you have to watch the little advertisements videos. Well, yep. There was this silly-looking guy who told me that, hey, less than 4 years ago, I was living in a double-wide trailer with $45 in my pocket. Now I live next door to Paris Hilton, and I read a book a day. And that just fascinated me. The next couple of days, I soaked up every bit of free information that this guy had to offer, and it really inspired me to get back into the job market.
Who was it?
Ty Lopez.
Yep.
His original stuff that he put out completely inspired me. Soaked up everything that he had, and basically he had a little formula in his step system to be able to live the good life. And one of the first steps was to find a job that you could kind of multitask. So I found a job as a compliance officer for a security company. Basically, all my job was to just sit there. When the plant shut down, I was there to make sure everybody left. Once everybody left, my time was my own, and I could do whatever I wanted to. I had Wi-Fi. I started out with one shift a day, and that wasn't enough to accomplish what I needed to learn. So I started working two shifts a day, which was 16 hours a day. I did that 6 days a week. And for the next 6 months, I dedicated every waking hour while I was at work to studying credit, to studying Facebook, Twitter, basically trying to master every single thing that I could. I'm not an educated man. I barely graduated high school. I pretty much shut my brain off when I got in the ninth grade and just cruised through. This was all new to me because the only thing I'd ever studied to that point was sales. And I developed a plan. My first plan was to get a credit repair business off the ground. The way to do that was online. I live in the poorest state out of all 50. People here are broke. People couldn't afford to pay me for my service. So I started doing research on how I could get customers without an advertising budget. And Facebook and Twitter was the best way to do that. I run across a sales group called Sales Talk with Sales Pros. I think they had about 25,000 people. And one of their rules was, you can't sell your stuff here, which kind of defeated the purpose of being in there. So, in my opinion, I wrote probably the most genius ad that I ever created. And I basically said, hey, my name is Michael Paul Whitehead. I just started a credit repair company. I repair credit for only $100. I'm looking for a free service I can add to my existing product to be able to offer my customers more incentive to do business with me. Any suggestions? Well, this group is run by a guy called the Hardcore Closer, and that's exactly what he is. He's a closer, and he's hardcore. And his following is a bunch of young people who, let's just say, they don't have the most respect for their fellow professionals. I tell people all the time, they're like jackals that kind of run in packs. If they see weakness, they attack it. And I knew that going in, and that's exactly why I did it. So basically, when I said my credit repair was only $100, they started calling me a fool. They started making fun of me. You know, I charge $4,000 for credit repair. I would just stick to my message. Wow, I only charge $100. And I call this my rope-a-dope method, which I got from Muhammad Ali when he was fighting a more powerful opponent. He would go up against the rope and absorb the punches. And that's basically what I did for that night. I just sit there and absorb the punches, let them make fun of me. But while they were doing that, my Facebook Messenger was filling up with people going, you only charge $100 for credit repair? And I sold $3,000 worth of credit repair the first night I was in that group. And that was basically the first stepping stone I needed to be able to go out on my own and start my own business. And I just used that method with every sales group that was out there. They caught on to what I was doing and blocked me from every single one of them. So I decided, in order to be able to continue to do my method, I needed my own group, because surely to God, I wouldn't kick myself out of my own group. So that's what I did. I added every single person on my friends list. At the time, I had, I guess, a little over 2,000 people. I started posting on Twitter. I started giving people incentives. If you'll add so many people to my group, I'll repair your credit for free. I had giveaways. I gave away a lot of watches and free books. And once I got up to about 4,000 people in my group, I started to really get a lot of hate directed toward me, because they said I wasn't doing it the way that traditionally you grow a group. You have to grow a group organically, and that everybody was making fun of me for doing that. Well, one day, Grant Cardone decided he was going to start joining some sales groups. He joined the top three at the time, which was me, Sales Talk with Sales Pros, and I think this other one called the Sales Professional Group. And, of course, the jackals in Sales Professional Group just immediately started attacking Grant Cardone. He's not going to put up with that. He left. He went in there 15 minutes. He stayed in my group. That day I gained, I think it was over 5,000 members left. And when Grant left that other group, a lot of the other people left, and they also come to my group. That weekend, I think he joined on a Thursday. By Monday, I'd picked up an additional 10,000 people. Then I started doing a little contest every night. I went to Grant's website, and I started buying his 10X planners, which if you don't have them, they're amazing. And I started having a little contest a couple nights a week, and if you could guess which toy I had on my desk, you won a 10X planner. And every week since then, I've been going up around 1,000 people pretty much per week. Some weeks it's as many as 2,000 and 3,000 people. I just have a lot of incentives for people to add people to my group. You cannot join my group. You have to be referred by someone that is already in the group. That's pretty much how I was able to grow the largest sales group on Facebook.
That's fascinating. That is just a hustle type of mentality. By the way, best ever listeners, you've heard him on the show before. He is interviewed on episode 190, and it's titled Using a Video LOI to Win a Deal That Netted $20 Million Profit. So that's episode 190 when I interviewed Grant. What was his business objective of joining your group?
To sell his stuff. He was running a sale, I think, on the Millionaire Playbook. And basically, I don't know. It was Grant's account. I don't know if he was the one operating. But I'm assuming he just went to Facebook and searched sales. And the groups that popped up, he joined every single one of them and posted his message. Unfortunately, none of the other groups allow you to sell stuff in them. My group, you can. You pitch your stuff in my group. The other groups are for talking purposes only. So the minute he tried to sell his books or systems in there, the moderators tried to shut him down, like, Grant Cardone, you're not any better than anybody else in here. You're not going to sell your stuff. Where I embraced it, I'm like, hell yeah, sell whatever you want to sell, man. Mm-hmm. It's an honor to have you here. And I think that was the reason he stayed in my group. He hasn't posted anything else in the group since he's been there, but he's still a member of the group. And a lot of his staff are also members of my group.
How much time have you spent on building this page over 90 days that has over 44,000 followers?
I honestly don't really keep up with it. I have a very strange schedule. I'm on Central Time and I sleep from 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. That's when I sleep about 6 hours a day. My phone is always on me. I pride myself on having the fastest callback time of anybody in the industry. If you contact me through social media, I'm going to respond within 5 to 10 minutes. And that doesn't matter what day it is, 7 days a week. As long as I'm not asleep, I'm going to answer you as quickly as possible.
With your business, because your business is the credit repair stuff, you said you sold $3,000 worth on that previous group, then you created your own group. How much have you sold in the last 90 days in the group you created?
I'm at 725 clients nationwide right now. I have clients in Canada, Puerto Rico, and I have other business that I've started since then. I teach a Facebook mastery course, which is basically teaches you how to grow a group. I've got clients that signed up that already have groups with 5,000 members. So I teach that, and I teach an eBay course as well. So all that together, I don't have an exact number on that. I'm pushing close to 70,000.
725 clients at $100 a pop at your original price is
I've also greatly increased my prices since then. That was just to get going.
How much
is
it now?
I needed, it's $100 a month or $399 for unlimited service.
Okay, got it. So you went from, whoop, sorry. They decided to start mowing. You decided to raise it from $100 to $400, and then you have a monthly, or you have a monthly ongoing service.
Correct. I'm very good at what I do. I have removed negative information from people's credit in under 24 hours before. Typically, it takes 30 to 45 days. Everybody sees results in that time frame, but nobody has the same credit. Even married couples who've been married 40 years don't have the same credit. So I charge $100 a month, and the most anybody will ever pay me is $400. That's it.
Got it. And was this the majority of this business a result of the Facebook group that you created?
100% of it is.
100% of it.
Every lead I get comes from the Thunderdome. I do zero advertisements. I have not paid one penny for any advertisements since I started this business.
How much have you paid in the giveaways?
I'd say around $1,500, somewhere around in there. It's not that bad. If you buy a bunch of planners, he gives you a rate. And I'll be honest, too, I get a lot of my Grant Cardone stuff secondhand through eBay. I average about $10,000 a month on eBay.
You're selling stuff and you're making $10,000 a month on eBay?
Correct.
Got it. Well, that is another conversation for another time. That's pretty interesting.
I would love to talk about that too.
Perhaps if there's a way that we can tie in selling stuff on eBay with real estate, I guess you could sell your house on eBay, I think. I don't know. Then we could make that relevant. But we'll keep focused on this Facebook group because real estate investors, we all want to build our relationships with people, and this is a marketing game, whether it's funding or whether it's finding property. And if we are the leader of a big old group like this, then we have more potential than what we had if we didn't have that group.
Absolutely. My Facebook training can teach you how to grow a group in your area as well. I can take anybody anywhere living in the United States of America, and I can have them a group with a minimum of probably anywhere from 2,000 to 5,000 people in under 60 days and totally focused on the market that they're in. And I only charge $300 for that service. Results are guaranteed. If you're not happy, you get your money back.
Well, this has been really interesting. I love talking to people like you who are self-made. I mean, no one is technically self-made because we've all get help of others in some form or fashion, but someone who hustles like you, I guess that's the way to phrase it. And someone who is just scrappy and gets it done. And I really enjoyed our conversation. So I'm just going to summarize what I heard just to boil it down to the main points for how to create a group that has 40,000 followers in less than 90 days. One is you've got to give incentives for people to join. You said that people cannot join unless someone in the group invites them to join. So that's number one and two. You can't just join. You have to be referred. So that's one and two. Number three would be that you have to do what other groups aren't doing, or at least it would benefit you to do what other groups aren't doing. In your case, you allow people to make sales pitches in your group, whereas others, not so much. So it is a matter of the presence that you have with social media. That's another factor where, as you said, you respond very quickly within 5 to 10 minutes. So it's the social media presence where you just start reaching out to people and giving incentives for others to join the group. Like if you add X amount of people, then you will get this thing for free. Then the kind of exclusivity factor where you have to be invited in, as well as having that differentiating feature that other groups don't have. Is there anything else that I didn't mention in that recap that was critical to growing your group to where it's at right now?
I think that about sums it up. The main thing is you have to ask yourself what's in it for your members. If all they're there for is to just talk about how awesome they are, you're not going to be able to maintain an audience. People don't want to get in there to hear how great a salesperson you are. They want to go in there and they want to hear how what you offer can help them. And that's more about what my group is about. It's about helping anybody. Everybody's like, well, I don't want people in my group that are not salespeople and are not entrepreneurs. If you give me 100 people and you let me sit down and talk with them, I guarantee you 90%+ of them want to be an entrepreneur. Nobody wants to work for somebody else. Nobody wakes up and they're like, hey, you know, I want to go make somebody else rich. Nobody does that. What I offer people is an opportunity to be able to go and to pitch your stuff to a huge audience that is filled with potential clients. Everybody on Facebook is a potential client. You need plumbers, you need carpenters, you need single moms, you need everybody in your group. You just don't need salespeople. If you have a group full of just salespeople, you're going to have egos. And that's one of my mottos for my group is check your ego at the door. Nobody wants to know how awesome you are. Everybody wants to know how you can help them. And that's really what my group is about helping people. There may be, I'd say my group is probably about 30% just working class people. But those people are people that I call customers, because not everybody is going to be an entrepreneur, but everybody wants to be one. And I've got people selling every product imaginable. Every MLM is represented in my group, car salesmen, real estate people, mortgage brokers. But I will say this, I'm the only person in there selling credit repair, and that's the way it will remain because it's my group. That's the great thing about owning a group is you control it. I'm the only person selling credit repair. I'm the only person selling Facebook mastery, and I'm the only person teaching eBay in there.
Oh, it's so much fun. I love it. Well, Michael, really quickly, where can the best ever listeners learn more about you?
I'm all over Facebook. My main page is facebook.com/mpwcredit. My credit repair business is facebook.com/mpwcreditrepair. You can find me on Twitter at mpwcreditrepair and mpwcredit.
Awesome. And best ever listeners, there is a link to his Facebook group on the show notes page. So you can just click that, the Sales Talk Thunderdome. Thank you so much for being on the show. Have you a best ever weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
You too, brother. Thank you, sir.
Best ever listeners, Matt Bowles, who was a guest on episode 289, his company, Maverick Investor Group, has a special report just for you on how to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes in real estate that investors make in the 2016 boom cycle. Get yours free at maverickinvestorgroup.com/best ever. That's maverickinvestorgroup.com/best ever.